design the void. If nature abhors the void, what's fascinating is I could walk to a plot of land. Right? I literally could walk to a plot of land, take out all the seeds, all the rocks, just leave the dirt, come back in a year, and what do you think is probably going to be there? Grass or plants, something. Nature abhors a void. It's going to get filled. And so using that exact same principle in business has been really powerful because we've been able to say what voids are important to us.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio Season 2. I'm in my truck right now. I hope it's not too loud. I'll listen back to this once I record it right now. And if it's not, you know, if it's... my truck is not exactly quiet. It has the big old Capitalist Pig sticker on the back. It's loud. Like, it's cool. I don't know. I love it. I got it. That's the Dream Car Award, which is awesome. It's the only reason why I ever got it, and it's been so fun. So I hope it's not too loud, though, in the background with it. If it is, I'll adjust here. But I wanted to share a quick lesson. This actually really, have you ever noticed, especially in this game entrepreneurship, that you go through certain events, whether you don't sell right or the product doesn't work out, or you know it's a good idea but can't connect all the dots for some reason. You can't quite see the vision of it, but you know the idea is good, right? And time goes on, and you're like, oh, this would be sweet. Oh, this would be oh my gosh, this would change the world. Oh my gosh, if this happened, what? You know, and you start to see those things. I don't know if you guys ever had that experience and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this, but I'm just going to hold space for the fact that it might exist sometime in the future and just hold it there on the back burner. And I actually do that frequently. I recently had it's a Tuesday right now as I make this episode. It's Tuesday, but it's either Saturday or Sunday. And I had a really interesting experience where I realized that most of the things that have been sitting on the back burner in that category of like, oh, I just haven't known what umbrella to put them under. And I figured it out. And rather than being vague, let me tell you what actually happened. And first off, I'm sorry. I hope my cognitive ability is a little bit low right now. And it's only because I'm on another 5-day water fast. And it gets tough. I was 206 pounds at Christmas. In fact, I don't think even pushing 208, actually. And I'm now 188. My goal is 180. So I'll hit it. It's crazy. It's only been 3 months. Fasting's amazing. I can't believe I've done 2 long-term water fasts and then 4 shorter-term water fasts. But there's still 48 to 72 hours. I mean, they're still long. But I've learned a lot. But anyway, my brain. So here's what happened. Let me just roll back a little bit. In September was Funnel Hacking Live, and I usually always go, right? It's only one I've never been to. I've been to all of them except the first one. And one thing I love about going to any event is it's a great chance for the brain to be inside of an environment where you can start asking some really powerful questions. Am I on the right track? What am I doing? Right, like course correcting questions, right? The types of things that make you say, oh, this is a whole category of life. Like you might pick up little onesie twosie nuggets, things like that. But when I'm going to events, I'm usually not looking for fine tooth comb adjustments. I'm usually looking for blocks, you know, building blocks, right? I'll learn the mortar in between the blocks later. I want to know the big moves I can make, and I'll figure out how it all works later, you know? And so I was woken like the second or third morning, I think it was a Thursday morning of, or maybe Friday, of Funnel Hacking Live, and was being instructed to create a medical underground railroad. And if you're listening going, what is that? I had the same thought. Those phrases have never entered my mind in my life. What are you talking about? Make a medical underground railroad. What does that even mean? You know? And, it's been really interesting to start opening up that umbrella. And I'll tell you, as I make this episode right now, I still don't exactly know what it is, and it's been 6 months. But the power of it has been just holding space for it. And just holding space for it. And that's what I realized this last weekend, was just the fact that I'm holding space for it. And as I begin to talk to, you know, some experts about it, and, you know, who's deep into the medical issues in the world right now, and where's, you know, people have been guiding me. And as I've been guided, the vision and picture has begun to form. And I bring this up for a really key reason, that if you're in your business, in your company, and you've got this idea, or let's say you're not even started yet, and you're like, I got this thing and I think it would work. First off, be prepared for the fact that your perceptions might be wrong, right? Because you might be so new that you don't have enough information to act. And that's exactly my point. I, a lot of times, did not have enough information to see the vision, therefore I didn't have the vision. The vision as a visionary requires information, right? Information hardcore affects how you get inspired and your vision. And so if you're like, I just think it's sad that I've done enough coaching, guys, in my life to see that there's this thing that happens to people where they sit back and they go, because I can't see beginning to end, I won't even look at the beginning. You know what I mean? Or I won't even dream about the end. I gotta see all pieces beginning to end. It just doesn't work like that. It's like, I mean, it didn't work like that when you were learning how to count, like in elementary school. It didn't work like that. All right, class, we're gonna spend this entire year teaching you how to count. You're like, I don't understand it, I'm out. It's like, it doesn't work like that. Be careful of doing that in business. So this is a big reminder to myself, because as we've been going down this road, and I'll do more episodes on this because this really means a lot to me. In fact, about 2 years ago, I realized that one of the biggest things I want to do is I just want to tackle the world's problems. I want to tackle problems that are on a really big stage. I love tackling business problems, and that's one of the reasons for this podcast. But I also want to tackle like world problems, like big problems, and hard, like as if it was a company and needed its own message and branding and has rocks to throw and middle fingers to put in front of the right faces. You know what I mean? Like, I've always wanted to go do that, is tackle more of the humanitarian needs, which is really why the Capitalist Pig slogan has always been get rich, give back. What I meant by that was that has been it's been a desire of mine for a while. So long time. So this has been really cool because the picture has begun to form. And this is not the only topic though, that this has begun to form. It's not the only topic. It's so cool. It's like, oh my gosh, it's been amazing. So there's other things that in the past have been like, I'm going to start this, or, you know, maybe mastermind or that. And I was certainly right on all those things. It was more a matter of timing and information. I didn't have enough information on Business Syndicate, which is, I've always wanted to be like a show, almost like Shark Tank, but for our world. And it's half the reason I built a studio at the stage, to be honest. Like, as I really wanted people to come in and be like, hey, take a little piece of my company and help me explode the thing. And I'm like, sweet, we're good at that. You know, and like that sounds so fun. Titans of Industry, I wanted to be kind of like a, kind of an upper tier thing where you kind of you already have to have a company and already be past, you know, 8 figures possibly to even be part of it. I don't know. We've been thinking about, going back and forth on the Titans thing. Capitalist Piglets is a book series I want to write for children about how to make money. And it's been really fun because, you know, I have 3 beautiful little daughters. My gosh, they're so fun. And I test this stuff out on them all the time. They know I have a podcast, by the way. They know I talk to you guys. I'm like, Daddy's podcast. But Capitalist Piglets. And I'm like, there's these things. What I've always thought about myself is like, my personality is not amazing at the community aspect of it. I'm definitely an introvert, if you didn't know that about me. I certainly went through the hypey fest phase thinking that that's what it took to be online, like solid 5 years ago. Sorry about that. I'll talk more about that. There are reasons for that as well. But it's been really interesting because as I've known that these are amazing things, where in the past they may have been distractions, now I'm finding really simple ways to do them, but not me. And that's been one of the major pieces, is that it doesn't need to be me, right? I'm staying focused. I'm just YouTube and Capitalist Pig. Like, that's what I do. That's all I do now. I shut so much down. Oh my gosh. I had 55 products, you guys. 55. I killed 50. And the only reason I left the other five is because they're like, here's what I learned from all of it, products. They're like the overarching, if you want to recap everything I learned in 4 years that made over 10 million bucks, like, that's what the remainder of those are for. Is there. Anyway, so my entire purpose for this is to shed hopefully some comfort if you're like, why isn't it clicking yet? Some of it might be that you need to just get more info, learn more. You know, you don't have enough perspective to even make a wise decision, which I personally found that happens to me more often than not. The other thing that might be happening, though, is literally just a timing thing. And it may not be you that the timing is around. The timing might be, you know, waiting for something else to happen in the world. Might be something else happen in family. I might be any of those things. But the point is that it's, you know, don't get discouraged if you're like, I don't have the vision of it yet. I don't see the plan. Why can't I see the end? I feel like I can see the beginning. Right now, I don't ever start a project usually. Well, if it's like a product, I definitely don't start it unless there's all the boxes are checked. And I literally have a checklist of the boxes to check. That's what the course Internet Launch Secrets is about. Is all the boxes to check prior to. It's a huge list. It's much larger than I think people want it to be. But I'm not gonna fight it. It's how I've made all our cash. So I just do the same process and tweak and refine. But just remember that what you're seeking is perspective. Think about that, right? This is going to be a pretty different season than season one, all right? I am going to talk a little more mindset. I'm going to talk far more purpose of life type stuff. There's going to be money lessons, obviously, throughout the whole thing. I'm going to give you guys what we're doing in our sales funnels. I'll give you guys what we're doing. But please know that this other aspect, I kind of got drugged through the mud there for a while, like crazy. I think I'm just an easy target. I mean, I put a pig on my chest, go, you know, come on. This kid yelled at me so bad yesterday. It happens all the time, guys. It's like, whatever. And I kind of needed to learn how to handle it, I think, a little bit too. But what I've realized is that, look at this. You don't take anything with you when you die, right? We all know that. So, like, to be an optimistic pessimist, what's the point? Why are you doing it? I believe it's just for experience. Like, that's it. In perspective. Perspective is everything that I'm seeking. And I've realized that perspective is the key to pretty much all of my progression. It's one of the reasons I also grow so quick. Perspective. I'm willing to see others' perspective. It's made a lot of the choices that I've made in business a lot wiser just because I have so many perspectives to look at. Some of the perspectives I'm looking at are from the perspective of, ooh, this customer versus that customer versus getting out of your own self and truly being able to see how someone else sees the world is one of the most educational things you'll ever do in your life. And I think you got to do it. I think you have to do it. And I've realized perspective and experience is really all I want. It's all I want. I'm hungry. I have a thirst for knowledge. It clicked back on really heavily about a year ago. I have this really cool desire to just start hiring PhDs to come in and teach me for a day on my own stage. And I'll just be in the audience, just like me sitting there, and be like, I'm going to go get all of the top economics teachers from all the top colleges, pay them for a day to come in and just say, here's your curriculum. It's going to be 9 to 5. There's going to be an hour break. You got to develop curriculum. It either is going to be a rinse down of what you teach in your actual classes or whatever you think are the top 3 points that you could give from your entire career. Pfft, look how much time I shortcut by doing that. But what it gives is this insane shortcut. Because what I've realized, all you're fighting, guys, is distance to epiphany. That's it. Books are amazing. They're incredible. But sometimes they also hinder distance to.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Epiphany. Books take a long time to get to the epiphany. The whole point of the book is not to read every word. It's to get the epiphany, right? Like, oh, wow. This, here's the piece of education, the realizing that I have. Wow. Distance to epiphany. The distance to it with books is kind of long. Now, if there's going to be a topic that I know I'm going to go and master, totally go into the book. It's going to give way more detail, like read every word, go through all the pieces, get to know the author, like the author if you can, like go really deep with that. That's huge. But sometimes if you're just trying to not be a master, just execute the role of whatever you're trying to learn, freaking YouTube videos are faster. You know what I mean? It's like, just if that's really what we're thinking about. So then it's made me realize like this distance to epiphany thing, gaining perspective, that's all I really want. I just want to go, what are the topics that I need to get more familiar with in order to make wiser decisions, have the perspectives that I need? That way, these things that are in the back burner, I could just, oh, hey, yes, but not yet. Yes, but not yet. Yes, but not yet, right? And what I'm gathering is info, really, by the way, of perspective. Does that make sense? It's one of the major reasons you join things like masterminds, because you get so many business types all executing similar functions. So it's really cool because you get to see all these perspectives. Oh, you just need to sell and make money? Oh, cool. I do too. That's what you sell? Sweet. How are you doing that, right? And then what you start to get is lens, and you start to see the patterns that matter versus the things that you've been looking at that you thought were important details that really don't matter, right? Like, I don't do a lot of the stuff that I used to do because it doesn't matter. Right? It maybe like matters 20%. And really, I'm just looking for the 80. You know what I mean? I'm just looking for the 80. I'm about simplification hardcore a lot now, guys. Like, I try to work way less than I ever have. Now, I still work my face off. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm working on is very different now. And how I work is very different now. I still put the time in, but I'm like having fun again. I'm learning all these cool perspectives. Does it make sense? So the entire point of this podcast episode, I'm going to go in here soon, is there's this really cool charity that we've started. We're doing the paperwork for right now, actually, for Medical Underground Railroad. Do I know what it is yet? Kinda. And the picture is forming, but only because in the last like month, I finally got enough info, I feel like, to start forming a picture in my mind of what it could be. Right? Explosion. Whoa. And then I was like, I told Marley this, that I feel like there's some, this is going to sound conceited a little bit. I feel like there's some things in my head that have clicked on, you know, like whole rooms that I didn't know were there in terms of output capacity that have clicked on in the last like 2 months has really made it, I'm moving at a speed but with an ease that I've just never had before. And I was like, I don't know what it means. It's almost like there's an brand new Amazon fulfillment warehouse, right? I don't know if you've ever seen the Amazon videos on how Amazon fulfills with all their AI and their robots. It's the coolest thing ever. How do they get it to in 2 days? It's pretty interesting. But I was like, it's almost like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what these brand new little warehouses that someone's clicking on means. And she's like, well, maybe that's the point. It's just to, you don't have to know what it means. Just hold space for it and it'll be another thing to help give you perspective. And I was like, that's genius. That's brilliant. We pay this guy every quarter to come in. I've been doing it for almost 2 years now. We pay a guy to come in every quarter, and he helps plan out our entire business activities for the next quarter. We follow a process called EOS. It's amazing. And our EOS guy's name's Brian, so we call him EOS Brian. EOS Brian once told me, he said, nature abhors a void. I can't remember who's quoting. He's quoting somebody, though. He said, nature abhors a void. And so one of the tricks of business growth for us for the last 2 years has been to create and design void. Design the void. If nature abhors the void, what's fascinating is I could walk to a plot of land. Right? I literally could walk to a plot of land, take out all the seeds, all the rocks, just leave the dirt, come back in a year, and what do you think is probably going to be there? Grass or plants, something. Nature abhors a void. It's going to get filled. And so using that exact same principle in business has been really powerful, because we've been able to say what voids are important to us. And so these little containers that I just keep thinking of these ideas as containers. Like, okay, if I want to create a medical underground railroad, if I want still want to have like some kind of thing in the future where it's at least some kind of investment club for, and it may not be with money, but it might be, I don't know. There's certain categories of business that I feel like that's okay for. I just really cringe whenever someone runs to it and they don't even know if their idea is good. That's stupid VC money, in my opinion. There's a Capitalist Piglet book series I want to put out, right? There's some things that I still have a lot of vision for where I'm like, we totally could, but it's about focus. So it's been really tough. That's why I shut down so much. That's why I did so much, like, I was getting distracted, you know? We all do it. Russell and I were talking a few days ago, and he's like, how you doing? I was like, good, dude. I shut down so much. I was like, do you realize I've created 55 products in the last 4 years? And he goes, he laughed and he goes, yeah, sorry about that. You probably got some of that from me. We all do it. We all do it. I'm bringing it up because you don't know. Some people don't know. We all do it. And so it's fine to check yourself and simplify. We're fine, right? Which is actually the last part of military mission planning. Supervise and refine. Refine. Simplify. It's all about simplicity. So that's what's been cool about that. So while I don't know all the time what we're going to be doing in these things, part of the lesson that I'm following is that nature abhors a void. So what if I just held the container open and continued to gather information and realize that it's not my main focus right now? Absolutely not. But if I'm going to use scale and leverage and systems and team, why is that to be me? It doesn't have to be me. Right? I've learned how to manage our company with a 90-minute meeting every week. That's it. That's what we do. Systems and processes, we've become absolute animals on, just beasts, if I can pat ourselves on the back. And it's been really cool. And I think it's one of the reasons why people have been joining our YouTube stuff a lot, but it's also that it's the reason why we've been able to... Guys, do you realize that I don't even sit in the marketing seat in my company anymore? Right? Marley and I, we're not in our marketing seat. I'm not even in the sales seat. I'm not in fulfillment. I'm not in anything. I'm at the top. Marley and I are at the top. We're in the visionary role. That's it. And the only reason is hardcore business processes. Processes that both create a lead, sell, and close the lead, but then really awesome processes that fulfill strong and help people beyond what they knew they were signing up for. Right? Does that make sense? It's been really cool. Systems, processes, simplicity. That's really been the whole thing. But what it's let me realize is like I can operate like an actual CEO now, way more than I ever have been able to. And I didn't know that I wasn't doing that before. I didn't know. I thought that I was. I didn't. I wasn't. I was literally just sitting in so many seats and roles. Like that's not a real company, you know? And so it's been interesting. So anyway, my entire point of this episode is not only to bring up the power of perspective, right? The fact that nature abhors a void. There's nothing wrong with not knowing the way yet and just knowing that it has something to do in a general area that is in your mind. That's totally cool. But hold space for that. What you're collecting is information for perspective. And some of the perspective I'm trying to offer here is the need consistently for simplicity, right? Just simplify all the time. I mean, isn't it interesting that nature grows. I was doing this with my girls the other day in our backyard. Our little girls, I was teaching them. I actually really like landscaping and planting and yard work and gardening and stuff like that. I love working outside like that. So one thing I don't like about what I do, I don't work with my hands, I feel like, enough. I love working with my hands. I worked so many labor jobs when I was growing up. But I missed that. So we're in the backyard and I was pruning the trees because they were getting unhealthy, right? Or at least for what we wanted from them, right? And my oldest daughter was like, "Dad, why are you doing that?" Like, and so I just walked through with her and I said, "Look, let's start with the ground up. Let's walk all the way up this thing and let's start taking out the things that are either dead, right? Some of you have dead projects you haven't cut off yet. Same with me. Cut them. Imagine what'll happen. I guarantee it's going to be better than it's being dead and still connected to you, right? So that's what I was telling her. I was like, "Hey, look, we prune the things that are attached that are still dead." And that, which just life is just like that. You find the things that are dead and like, "Hey, see right here, this tree has a wound in it. See all the sap popping out there? Let's try and help it heal." So we helped clean out the wound and try and pull, you know, and then we went up a little higher and I was like, and then there's just a few things aesthetically that we're just not wanting from it as well. So I prune. And I was like, "Now if you cut too much," I was telling my little girl this, you know, "you cut too much, you kill the tree." That's the same thing with us in our lives. I was like, you got to go. And when you're pruning, like think about the things that you have in your life at all times that you both like, but then be honest about the things that you don't like. And that's okay. And it's not bad to admit that and cut them off, right? And grow the tree the way it's your tree. You're the gardener, right? You do, it's your vision, not the trees. Isn't that interesting? And so our business is the very same and the way we do life in general. So anyway, most of my episodes are probably 20 to 30 minutes, so I'm not gonna apologize for time here. So I'm just gonna tell you right now. But hey, this is, I'm really excited for this new season. This is obviously not the first episode of it, season two, but I wanted to share some of the insights that I've been gaining and some of the things and mental tools that I've been gaining that has really dropped. What's the word? It's really, I'll say instead, it's accelerated. It's almost like, I was telling Marley, it's like, you know, those massive cruise line ships out in the ocean, huge barges, right? Like massive freighters, right? These huge things that are out there. And a lot of times when they're at port, they'll have divers get in the water and scrape off all the sea life on the bottom of the ship, right? Which is really fascinating, right? So it's all at the bottom of the ship. And the bottom of the ship, funny enough, the actual ship doesn't need to have any more speed or horsepower or engine or torque or any of that stuff. A lot of times it just needs to reduce drag. And these have been some of the mental tools I've been using recently and been realizing like, oh, this is what's free. I've reduced my mental drag significantly. And my internal barometer is just at an all-time low. It's so nice. Still moving like an animal, still moving really quick, but it's just, I'm not like, kind of like I was before. So anyway, hey guys, thanks so much. If you guys want to learn more about what we're doing here and all this stuff, you should go to, leadmachinelive.com. Leadmachinelive.com is it's an event that Marley and I did, but it teaches all about how we're systemizing lead flow, which is very different than opt-ins. Opt-ins are not leads. All right. So how do you do that? And, what's been cool is we've been realizing you need less traffic to make more money, which is super nice. You're just really treating your leads better. It's awesome. Anyway, guys, we'll see you in the next episode. And if you could rate the show, you know, wherever that means for you, that would be huge for me. I do read them. They mean a ton to me. I put a lot into this. So I was up so late last night putting a lot of the assets together for it as well. So excited for this. Thanks for following. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
You guys know the Get Rich, Give Back is the slogan of the capitalist pig. Because money doesn't change us, it also amplifies us, right? It's a magnifier of who you really are at your core, which makes it a really good teacher. So, considering everything going on, there's nothing like passively offending whiny, small-brain socialists, and it's very easy to do. Number one, go get your Capitalist Pig shirt at capitalismswag.com. Number two, put it on. And then number three, watch the face melt off of anyone with what I call tiny brain syndrome and those who hate healthy economies. If you can't tell, I am vehemently against socialism. And it's because the Capitalist Pig message is a call to remember to use your own willpower to carve your own path, right? It's the ultimate ownership and self-fulfillment. We have Capitalist Pig shirts, hats, sweaters, stickers, more. We got tons of stuff in there now. There's never been a time like this in human history where the sickness of entitlement is spreading. I believe in work. I want the grit, right? There's a serious need for all of us to open our mouths and start talking about this more and say that we choose to have choice. We choose the struggle towards the goal, right? Rather than to be coddled and sedated into socialism. Yes, I'm very passionate about this. If this is resonating with you and you believe the same, go get your capitalism swag at capitalismswag.com. I honestly believe that God would rather me be rich than poor, right? I can do more with more money. Money's not evil. It's quite literally cotton. Capitalism fosters personal power and growth. And so I say yes to the grit of all of it. If this is resonating with you, please stand with us, open your mouth more, and go get your swag at capitalismswag.com.